It's true. That's what they're going to do. Beth Harris from Black Box Voting is on the line saying that she's surprised. You're surprised to hear that we've been trying to reach you?
I was, because I haven't gotten anything from you guys. I'm starting to get superstitious about my phone lines.
Well, Keith Olbermann's people actually tried to reach me to reach you, and then we tried to reach you, and then the staff people told me that they were having big problems, and then we tried to reach you three times, and nobody's heard from you. Nobody knows what's gone on in Florida.
You're kidding.
No,
see,
I'm
now
not.
I have this thing which tells me what calls I've missed, and I haven't gotten anything from either 201 area code or 646, which are yours and Keith Olbermann.
No.
And we have some other things. But you know what? I don't talk about technology. People will probably laugh at me for saying this, but for a period of time when CNN would try to call me, I would catch it would ring, but only a partial ring, and then it would go away, and there would be no record of it on my call-in.
Well,
and it was starting to kind of creep me out. I was going, well, how come CNN, you know? So maybe there's some sort of a block or something. I don't know. It's starting to, I mean, it would be one thing if it happened with one place, but if this is happening with you guys and with Keith,
maybe
it happened with CNN.
Maybe you need a new phone. You know, I can't understand this. I mean, we raised all this money, and then we don't hear from you, and it was just really disheartening, I got to tell you. A lot of people apparently are starting to say stuff about you, and it kind of freaks me out. Because how are we supposed to follow this story without you?
Well, the problem is, Olbermann really did not ever contact me. I mean, he really didn't.
Well, he's
and,
not going
and,
to. His
and
staff
he said I
is.
To come on the show.
Well,
you know,
his staff.
So
his staff is going to call you. That's the way that goes. And
No. But I mean, I never got a call from his show at all. I didn't get a message.
Democratic Underground said they couldn't get a hold of you, and you know, a lot of stuff is going on. You know, the Google your name, you'll see it. It's.
Well, I know there was a smear. But a lot of it was a smear, Randy. And as far as what we're doing, well, we've got three lawsuits in play now. And actually, I'm working on trying to run something down that would affect about 40 million votes, and I'm kind of at a stopping point on it, and I'm trying to figure out where to go with it from here. I've turned it over to some private investigators and so forth. So if you have listeners who can speak to some log issues having to do with the Diebold machines, and this would affect 40 million votes in 30. We're getting some indications that they may have been programmed to call out. Okay, that's big. And I have an IP address that the log is showing it calling out too, but I want to make sure we're right on this. And I got to tell you, I've been so stuck on this that I'm about to say, hey, if anyone can help this, find out what that IP address is. Maybe it's benign, but my goodness, if the IP address was the wrong place, we'd have something pretty big.
Well, where did we get on the Freedom of Information Act for the source code?
Pardon?
The source code.
There was not a Freedom of Information Act for the source code. It's not a Freedom of Information Act pertains to. However, I have that because I found it. I'm the person who found it a long time ago.
So you have the source code for Florida?
No, I have the source code that Avi Rubin and those guys studied. The source code for Diebold is not something that the Freedom of Information Act applies to.
But you have it.
Not for Florida, no.
But for
I don't have, you know, what they used in this last...
Do you have it for Ohio?
No, because that's not something that they're going to give out in a Freedom of Information request.
No, but you just... Do
but
you
I
have,
do have the logs.
You have the source code.
No, I don't have the source code. I have the source code that was found on the Diebold site in 2003, and that is the stuff that was studied by Avi Rubin and those guys.
Right.
Right. But Diebold, of course, every time they get caught, you know, with something that's crappy, they basically say, we rewrote our source code. I don't know that anybody really believes that, but... sure, they would say that they're using new source code in their machines, and nobody's gotten any new source code.
Well, okay. So what are we looking for here? I mean, what are we trying to get that we haven't gotten?
Okay, what I was just trying to tell you here is this. This is really important. If the Diebold central tabulator is programmed to call out, That's different than someone hacking in. Think about that carefully. If it's programmed to call up the number, nobody needs to hack in. Nobody needs to get all the numbers. And it would be uniform throughout the country that it would be calling out to some place. Now, we got the idea, and this is one of the things we requested on November 2nd, to request something called the Windows System Event Log, which is not connected with Diebold and is therefore not proprietary to them. And we didn't tell anyone why we were looking at it, but what we were looking for was the activity calling in and out of that server by remote. Now, they claim that it's not connected to anything, so no one could access their system by remote. But the first four event logs we saw showed activity that showed it was absolutely either networked or calling out. And we got one log which showed it calling out and showed us the IP address, which is like a electronic address, where it was calling to.
So
we tried to trace that, and it goes to a private corporation somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah. And
we really need for you to hook up with the Ohio guys. So that they can put that in before January 6th as evidence, and you're going to need to sign an affidavit to that effect that you found that the machines were calling out or whatever you found.
Well, we need to trace that further because I don't want it to be just my particular say-so. I have turned this over to some people who are fairly connected in the Democratic Party, and I had not heard back from them, so I thought it was important to get it out.
Well, then let me help you.
I offered to go to Ohio, and I've actually made this offer back last week, and I said I'll be happy to go there. I haven't heard back from anybody who's in the group there, and I also have one of my full-time investigators in Ohio right now doing work.
Well, we need to help you. If you can't get a response from a Democratic legislator, then let me know, because the entire Congressional Black Caucus, Senator Kerry, Senator Edwards, they've all joined in on this. And if the missing piece is the source code, or if the missing piece is that you've got computers calling out to a central tabulator, or something is we need affidavits, and we need them before January 6th. And I don't understand it. And then I talk to Andy, and Andy tells me that you two aren't working together anymore, and I don't know.
I have no idea.
So are you still working with Andy? Are you and Andy still together? Because if I get information from him, is that the same as getting it from you?
It's not the same, apparently. He had a death in the family, and so he was gone for a period of time. And he's just now gotten back to Seattle, and this is the first I'm hearing from him that he's not working with us anymore. I'll have to find out what that's going on. And now, as far as this call out, it affects Diebold machines. Ohio doesn't have a lot of Diebold. It has it in Lucas County. And Lucas County is very interesting because they've now fired five of their people, and they ended up changing their titles. And it's kind of a big mystery as to what exactly they had to change. Of course, they did what they always do, call it a clerical error, which tells us exactly nothing.
So what I'm asking you is, what can I do to help you? And Andy, what can I do? Because our listeners donated lots of money, and we need to know what we can do to help you.
Uh-huh.
So what is that?
Goodness, I didn't expect you to ask me that. But certainly we want to make
we donated all this money. Of course I'm going to follow up.
Right. And, the public records requests alone have been, an interesting thing. That's what we had actually done the funds request for. And they're charging us for the Sequoia counties up to, $2,000-$4,000 a county to get the records. So we're having to be somewhat selective and try to get the ones that we can process the information. We're getting to the point now where we're enough records in that it will be very helpful to have people start hammering out analyses of them. In fact, I put a batch of them up on the web about 2 days ago. They're fairly technical, but people have been rising to the task pretty well because it takes, hacking apart the logs and the anomalies in it and so forth, and then making sense to so that people like you and I can understand what they want. And we're starting to post more of those on the web, and so that people can actually analyze the stuff. That's one of the things that needs to be done. And but it took a while to get the records because Ohio has, as well as every other obstructive thing they've done in the world, has actually issued an order to their counties not to fulfill our records request until everything's with.
Okay, if that's true, then you need to contact the John Conyers or somebody from the Democratic Party on the Judiciary Committee, because each and every Democratic member of the Judiciary Committee has written any number of letters asking for 36 different questions to be answered by J. Kenneth Blackwell. And if one of those things is a violation of complying with your Freedom of Information Act request, that is a federal violation of law. And they need to know that. So,
well,
this is what I'm saying. We have been trying to call you.
It's not against the law. Because they have this sort of muddy timeline that's like, we need a reasonable timeline, and whoever is the sitting Secretary of State.
You cannot do this by yourself, is what I'm saying. You need to have this through the Judiciary Committee documented, if it's true, that they will not comply with the Freedom of Information Act request. It's a federal request. Freedom
well,
of information.
State by state.
And if they will not comply, you need to tell people on Judiciary so that they can include it in their letters to Governor Taft and to the Speaker of the House and to the President of the Senate. Letters have gone out by John Conyers. Letters have gone out by Senator Kerry, Senator Edwards' attorneys. They've all written letters. And if this needs to be included, that they're not complying with Freedom of Information Act requests, then so be it. Let them include it. But you've got to do this. I mean, we know these people. We can help you. But we've called you any number of times and could not get
okay, now wait
anything.
A minute, though, Randy. I have not gotten any calls from you. And
oh, yes, you have. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
You have a 646 area code.
Okay, you're going by your caller ID, and I'm telling you, we have called you no less than three times. No less than three times. We have left messages for you.
I have
talked to Andy twice, once the day his sister died, and he was still working. He was still in Florida, and you told me he's been gone for a while. All he did was go to the funeral.
He was gone. Yes, he was.
That's all he did was go to a funeral.
In Florida that day.
His sister died, and I talked to him that morning, and he was still working with you. So I don't
That's
know
right.
what, but get it together. Whatever it is, Bev, get it together.
You know, Randy.
Everybody is starting to complain. Everybody. Democratic Underground. The Keith Olbermann people, who are the only network that will cover the election at all.
They did
Everyone
not
at Air America. Yeah,
okay.
Listen,
okay, well,
I called you. I called you three times.
Did you ever connect? Because if you don't connect, it's not calling.
We left messages for you. Three of them.
Okay, I have a problem, obviously, with the message or the voicemail or something. Because
get a landline, Bev.
I would certainly notice it if I had a message from Randy Rhodes. I would definitely notice that.
Uh-huh. So we left you three messages, so either I'm lying or you're lying.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying
you
have a problem with the messages or something on my phone, because I certainly
didn't
receive a message.
Get a landline. We've called you three times. We've left messages three times.
I do have a landline, but as you would call, I was in Florida for 3 weeks, and I was on the road.
Well, give us your personal email. Give us something.
Okay, my email's right there on my site. It's bev@blackboxvoting.org.
You don't answer that either.
I don't always answer it to everybody,
okay.
But I do answer you.
All right. Well, if you need, you need to get to Congressman Wexler, Congressman Conyers, Congressman Waters, somebody. They're all interested in this. They were all on the ground yesterday for hearings in Ohio. Everyone was there. Affidavits were submitted, and the only person missing was you. I find that fascinating.
Well, Randy, I have asked the folks in Ohio several times where they want
there. They had hearings yesterday.
No, I'm talking about, you know, the activist community. You know,
never mind the activist community. They had hearings yesterday. Hearings, taking affidavits, legal statements sworn under oath by people who know the various things that went on. Apparently, you were supposed to participate in that. But you didn't.
Who notified me that I was supposed to participate?
You were supposed to participate in the entire election black box issue.
We have been participating, but I...
Now, John Kerry has made a request through his lawyers to look at the hardware, the software, to look at the tabulation systems, the whole nine yards. Don't you think that this would have been helpful if you were at the hearing yesterday?
I would absolutely. In fact, I asked last week on Tuesday and again on Wednesday, where do you want me to be?
Who'd you ask?
Okay.
Who?
Well, I'd be asking the wrong people. We have a...
Bev, I'm out of time. I got to go.
Includes,
and I really wish that this wasn't the way it was. Not good. A straight answer would be nice. Yeah, we called her. We called her and we left several messages. Three messages. I talked to Andy this morning, who was working with her. Democratic Underground says you can't work with her, and various other people. 22 after.
Randy Rhodes. Call 866-303-2270.